Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
And David.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rick Rude Von Dick, dude. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Very green. I'm on team green.
I noticed today. That Davey is wearing a hat and a golf shirt polo of baseball Ireland. Tell us a little bit about this,
Ryan. We get a little bit of big news here. Yes. So everyone's favorite classroom honcho is taking a break. From the classroom, officially.
A well-deserved break, sir.
After 20 years, I'm stepping outside of education and pursuing some more creative endeavors. Okay. And this happens to be one of them. So I got a bag of merch, and then some of it's coming towards you. The rest of you got to buy it. So basically, so buy some. We'll put the link in the chat.
I like it.
No, so the guy who was responsible for Australia's baseball program in Australia getting into the World Baseball Classic is now trying to do the same thing in Ireland. So
I like it.
Within a couple years' time, the idea is to
we are all Irish, as you know.
Yeah, Irish enough, as we say. So
that's right.
So I am now the community manager for Baseball Ireland. So I'm starting to run all their social medias and starting to do. So I have some all proceeds for all this merch go towards programs in Baseball Ireland. So creating it. And so it's a little bit different because instead of, you know, like Great Britain and Israel and Italy, like 80% of their players were American.
They
actually want to grow the program in Ireland.
Oh.
So they're developing Irish players. Yeah.
Depending on how the team looks, you, me, and Shark could all try out.
Well, it's funny because the guy like who's the CEO like recently took it over. If you look at their website now, it looks like a beer league.
Yeah.
Sweet. And they have so the guy who's like the president of Baseball Ireland is like in his 50s and has a kid who plays baseball. And he's like, I jumped in a game, like a professional game.
Hilarious.
But they're trying to grow the program. And so like I'm now in charge of, you know, communications and media and all that stuff. So
because if they could pull it off, like that was so much fun. Like when Italy, for example, was in like the World Baseball Classic. I know they had like a lot of American guys, but like it's just such a blast. Like the fans get super into it. And I mean, there were some cool stories too. Like even like the non-major league guys, like some of the dudes that were playing for like Team Brazil and stuff were just like, just hilarious stories. But they were having
like Jazz Chisholm playing for Great Britain. Like,
yeah. So some of them had like eligibility for that, but then others were like, they had one kid that was like finishing up high school and was in it. They had like another kid who was like a guy who had to take time off from work. Because he's like not like a baseball player, he's just really good. He like take time off from work so he can go play the World Baseball Classic. I'm like,
Ireland has started to do it. We'll provide you the links on Twitter. More gear you buy, it's a volunteer thing right now. They actually start paying me to do this. Yeah. So, you know, buy all the gear you can. Maybe get you'll see there. This. You need to know any influencers who need some gear. Hit me up.
I like it a lot. Yeah. Well, I'm excited about that.
Look at this hat too. I got another. There's different hats, as sweatshirts.
We'll tweet the link out.
And I was pitching. I was like, I was in Boston when the Scots were there. I was like, you know, the night they were there, like just tearing the place apart. And
The Tartan Army.
That was Scotland. Could you imagine if like Ireland had a baseball team that came?
I think it'd be pretty fun.
If they played the Sea Dogs, like the Sea Dogs would have a tough time.
Yeah.
Like in their own barn with Team Ireland. I'm just saying.
Oh, there'd be people showing up. People would be pretty fired up for it. All right, we have a lot to get to here as we are more than halfway through 2026. And yet between movies, TV shows, and video games, there is still a lot on our plate. I wrote down a list of TV shows and a list of movies. You wrote down a list of video games. Why don't you start with some of the most anticipated video games remaining this calendar year?
Okay, so two, I just came out recently. I'm playing them right side by side. I'm playing them right now. So Marvel's Tokon Fighting Souls, it's like a Marvel fighting game, and it's 4-on-4, so it's like a Tekken Tag kind of vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it's 4-on-4. And the character list, have you seen this, by the way? It's very like
manga,
Japanese inspired.
Yeah, it's like one thing on Twitter, but I don't really know much about it.
And it's kind of like got a, like a Smash Brothers kind of control system. So it's actually pretty simple. It's easy to pick. It was one of those games, like really easy to pick up, very difficult to like master, or, like do things on purpose. But you got everyone from like Carnage, Deadpool.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the ones you would play. Ghost Rider, Blade.
Yep. I would play with all those guys.
That's right. And they're like their own team.
I like it.
So they have like the Midnight Suns, and then they have like Star Lord, Miss Marvel. I'm trying to think. There's like, it's great. It's like, of course, you have Spider-Man, Captain America, catalog. Iron Man.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Green Goblin.
Oh.
Magneto, Dr. Doom. So it's like, it's actually fun. And okay. So I'm having fun. And I was saying in our last episode too, I'm playing through Black Flag, Assassin's Creed Resynced. So it's like the remastered Black Flag.
Real good.
Having a ball.
Oh, good.
Having a ball, blowing shit up and, you know, riding the seven seas or one, I guess it's one sea, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So those are the two I'm playing right now. Then next week, I think next week we get like a Star Wars Zero Company, which is like a turn-based Star Wars game where you have like a, you build your own team of four and it's like a turn-based thing.
Okay. I like that.
Let me just list these. For sake of time, I'll just list all of these games.
All right, list them, and then I'll tell you which ones that I'm definitely going to get. Go ahead.
Madden 27 comes out this week.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I'm not getting that.
Dune Awakening.
Sounds good.
Switch Sports Resort. So they're doing like Wii Sports, but like on Switch.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
All right. Silent Hill Townfall.
Probably going to be great.
Control 2, which is I think is going to be great. And then you get into Dune Awakening. Did I ever say that one?
No, you said
Dune video game.
You said Doom. Yeah.
Yep. Then Wolverine.
Yeah, this is what I got circled next. I'm all in on Wolverine. The trailer looks amazing. The gameplay, the company that makes it, like it's going to be awesome.
Then 2 weeks after that, Halloween.
Also going to get that. And then we have promised Stiz we would play that on.
Yes, we did. We
all get a group together and we can stream it from the Dork YouTube.
Yes.
We got to get a bunch of. How many people do you think we need? Six? Eight?
Six.
Okay.
Six or eight. Yeah.
All right. We'll definitely stream that.
There's a new Onimusha game coming out, which I love that game when it came out with the PlayStation. It was the first game I bought for my PlayStation 2. Blood of the Dawn Walker, which this is going to be a sleeper hit game. Please watch the trailer. I explained it a little bit to you. So basically, you're just like a day walker, like teaming up with a bunch of vampires and just like wreaking havoc. So there's a new Lego Batman coming out. Octopath Traveler 2, Gears of War, E-Day.
Yeah, but is that
Xbox? It is not Microsoft. It is not Xbox exclusive.
Fuck yeah, I might have to get that then.
So it's like the E-Day, like the day, like the Emergence Day is E-Day, is when the people come out.
I'm going to have to get that. I love Gears of War. All right.
And then we have Star Wars Galactic Racer.
Okay.
Right?
Fun.
There's a Hellraiser game coming out.
Oh, that's
in addition to Halloween.
That's right.
Then Modern Warfare 4.
Okay.
Then NHL 27.
Oh, Jesus.
Then you get to Grand Theft Auto 6.
Oh, my God.
So this is like stacked. And I'm not even like, those are just the AAA ones. Like, there's other games that are coming out too that are crazy, but like, that's just the AAA.
And we're already in August. So that's between now and the end of November for GTA. So it's like,
right.
All right, for me personally, it'll definitely be Wolverine, Halloween. I think I'm going to have to do Gears of War and then GTA.
Yeah.
Which ones are you definitely
doing? So I'm already playing Marvel Tokon.
Yep.
And then I'm going to play Star Wars Zero Company, then Wolverine and Halloween. Then I'm going to play Blood of the Dawn Walker.
Yeah, that sounds
then cool. Then Gears, then Star Wars Galactic Racer, and then Grand Theft Auto.
Jesus Christ.
Like, you have to, right?
I know. Yeah, they all sound really good.
And then I'm not going to play anything else for years, I don't think.
No. And we're still slogging along on our college football. We did not upgrade to 27.
We didn't.
I think I'm fine with 26 because also all these games are coming out and I'm not going to have the time for it.
It's too much money.
Yeah.
Also, like, that game hates me now. Like, two bye weeks in a row.
I don't know what happened to your schedule. All of a sudden, I'm like, you're up. And I'm like, oh, just kidding. Like, you have also another bye.
Yeah, the game's like, we don't need Virginia to play any games anymore.
How about Ike being like, he texts us on Tuesday. He's like, when am I up? He's like, I'm chomping at the bit. And then we're like, you're up. And then he hasn't played until tonight.
He's like, I can't play it. Yeah.
So you thought you were chomping at the bit for the game. He's like,
oh. You're running the wing tee or whatever the hell he runs.
Yeah. Yeah. For Christ's sake. All right, very good.
Georgia Tech. Yeah, triple up.
Whatever. He's a Georgia Tech runs now. Yeah, he's a Tech. Good question in the chat. Jason asks, has anyone watched The Ninth Jedi?
No. I saw it was on. Yeah. I was going to watch something else, and I was like, wait. And I was like, oh, no, my wife is going to watch something on Disney Plus. I was like, wait, is that on right now? And she's like, says it is. And I was like, shit, I got to watch that.
So I do too. So this is Disney Plus. It's Star Wars Visions, right? And so it's like a character from one of the Visions.
Yes.
Or two characters, I guess, or something like that. So here's where I'm at. I try to consume so much Star Wars stuff between, like, obviously the movies and the shows, but even like comic books and stuff. But then when stuff isn't canon, I'm like, I don't know, am I going to fill my brain with that? And then it's not even really a part of the Star Wars universe. So it's like a cool story, but it's like, it's not in the world.
Well, that's why like Visions was like cool to me. But then I was like, if it ultimately didn't really matter, unless it was like characters I'd known. And then it really didn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I haven't watched it yet, but I have heard good things. So I might circle back to it. It's such a cool idea. So I might do it. All right, Ryan, I have a list of 15 TV shows that are set to premiere. And again,
it's already August and like, Jesus Christ.
And we still have 15 more. Now, I'm not saying we're going to do a standalone for all of these, but I bet we do a standalone for at least half of them.
Okay.
Including coming out on the 13th of this week, Tires Season 3.
Yep.
Awesome.
It has to do a standalone for that. And 100%. The same day, no, the 16th is
Lanterns.
Lanterns.
So this month you're getting two heavy hitters. So Tires, we've done standalones, I think, on the first two Tires seasons. And I think Tires and Ted are currently the two funniest shows that are out. Like they make me like laugh out loud the most, or Ted and Tires.
So even the trailer for this like recent Tire, it looks like it's
fucking
gonna be really funny.
It's just gonna be so good. And I think they do every episode at once, so we'll probably turn that episode around pretty quickly. I don't know about next week. Maybe not next week, because actually X-Men 97 is coming to a close soon, so we'll do a standalone on 97. Lanterns, though, the DCU series starts this Sunday on HBO. You get a whole bunch of Green Lanterns in there. The TV shows have been really good. I actually think the DCU's been good. I know Supergirl is polarizing, but Superman, Supergirl, Peacemaker, Creature Commandos have all been really good. So I'm all in on this. Plus, Damon Lindelof has a hand in Lanterns, and Lindelof only has hits.
And then perfect casting for the two Lanterns.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm all in on Lanterns. I can't wait for Lanterns. I think it's going to be really good. It's Always Sunny returns.
Yeah.
Next week, another season of It's Always Sunny, which I think is still also really, really funny.
My wife and I went on just watching like the McPoyles.
Oh my God.
Like, hilarious. So like I watched some like YouTube thing of just like all like Liam McPoyle's like best lines. She's that. So I forget the actor's name, Jimmy something.
Oh, I did know what it
was. That guy's he's incredible.
Yeah. And he was married to I'm forgetting all the names now. The lead in Yellow Jackets as a grown-up, Shauna, grown-up Shauna.
Yeah.
They like were married. I don't think they are anymore. But yeah, he's really funny. Melanie Lynskey. I believe they were married. Yeah. And they talk about him. I only listened to the first few episodes of their podcast. Honestly, the podcast wasn't great. The Always Sunny podcast.
Yeah.
I listened to some of it but they would always just talk about like how funny that dude was.
Yeah. And that podcast, they would talk about bullshit for like a first half hour and then talk about the episode for like 10 minutes. That was the only problem I had with that podcast.
Yeah, because they said like that's what it was going to be. Was going to be like, oh, we're going to break down each episode. But then they didn't really do that. Oh, Jimmy Simpson is his name.
Jimmy Simpson. I knew it was Jimmy something. But
they were like, that dude is absolutely hilarious. But I am in on It's Always Sunny. A couple shows. One show I have not watched at all, but I'm throwing it on this list. And one show that I have not seen in a couple seasons, but I'm throwing it on this list. Slow Horses, another season starts in September on Apple. Eventually, I will watch this show. Gary Oldman, I love. Everybody tells me the show's great. I just haven't seen it.
I've watched the first two episodes like twice, and I can't. I can't get past it. Yeah.
Oh, funny. Funny enough, Matthew in the chat, he's like, "This won't be on your list." No, it is. I have some shows that I'm not. I haven't watched yet, but I understand.
Season six.
Yeah,
six or seven.
We're way behind. We're way behind.
Five or six.
It's five or six. How many seasons of Slow Horses have been? Two?
Five or six.
This is the sixth. On September 16th on Apple. And then South Park is back, believe it or not, on that same day. You can stream those on Paramount. What about the Lizzie Borden story? You went on that? Ryan Murphy?
Ryan Murphy? No. This guy sucks. He is like the... Who is the guy? Lee Cronin? Like, I know Lee. Like, who are you?
Lee Cronin's the mummy. Yeah.
Like, I think the first American Horror Story season was incredible.
Awesome. Dude, it was
incredible.
Awesome.
And then, like, and then Asylum was pretty good. And then.
Yeah, I liked two enough. And then what was three? Coven, maybe?
Circus.
Freak Show. I think
Freak Show.
Four. I was
kinda, and then Coven.
I started to bail on like, Freak Show. But yeah, they
now he's doing another one where he's combined. It's like a universe and he's combined, like, Jessica Lange and Sarah Paulson are playing like eight characters a piece.
Sarah Paulson already, like, she's in everything anyway. But yeah, then he also did like offshoots. Didn't he do Jeffrey Dahmer and Ed Gein?
Yes.
And now he's doing Lizzie Borden. Mm-hmm. Fall River, though.
Fall River.
Okay. On that same day, September 17th, The Traitors is back.
Traitors.
The Traitors with Alan Cumming. Now, this is good news, bad news. Good news is I'm excited for the show. The bad news is this is the one that I applied for.
And you're not on it.
Sadly, I was not chosen.
That's fucking... You got a sniff for the real world, too. I know we talked about this before, but you got a little sniff for the real world.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it or not. Now, they might have called 10,000 people for all I know, but I did get an actual call back. Mm-hmm. But no, did not make it because I just wanted to be on the challenge. That was my goal.
I think I'm going to watch this season of Traitors because it's like a new cast. Like, they're like
no famous people or
no famous
fake
people,
fake famous people. Yeah.
I'm going to be, I'll watch this. And I know I've said that and I've had former students like scream at me that I don't. Mm-hmm. And you have screamed at me and my wife has screamed. He's like, this show is like made for you. Like, why don't you watch it? And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why I don't watch it. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm all in on Traitors. There's a show called Brothers that is coming on September 23rd to Apple.
Two Brothers.
I was originally going to like dismiss it, but two things. One, Apple has some of the best shows on TV now. Mm-hmm. And two, here's the premise. It chronicles a fictional version of the lives of Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
whose strong friendship is put to the test when they decide to live together with their families at McConaughey's Texas ranch after Harrelson's daughter's wedding falls apart. While at the ranch, McConaughey and Harrelson uncover a family secret that the two might be brothers.
And which is weird because it's like true. Have you heard them talk about this?
No.
Like they could actually be brothers.
That's okay. So there's a show, I guess, here. There's something here. All
right. No, listen, it actually like lines up like Woody Harrelson talking about his father, like Matthew McConaughey's father, like they figured it out. Like they could actually. I don't know if they've done the testing. They said they don't want to because they just want to assume that they are brothers.
Is this like Bill Burr and Billy Corgan?
Yeah.
That's
funny. Like, it's kind of like that kind of situation. Yeah. Cause like Bill Burr's dad was like a traveling salesman or whatever. And like,
yeah. And they look exactly alike. And I think Bill Burr was on Howie Mandel's podcast years ago. And then he brought out Billy Corgan. And like Bill Burr would like, was not enjoying it at all.
No.
Like was no, mad but, about it.
Yeah, so like it was like Woody Harrelson didn't know his dad very well, and he was like he thought he was like a contract killer.
Oh Jesus!
And it's like the same time, like yeah, you got to listen to them tell the story, but it could be actual true.
That might be worth a go.
Yeah.
All right, this Dorktober, a Carrie series on Prime with Mike Flanagan in charge.
That's why I was like, and then like Mike Flanagan, I was like, okay, fine,
we might have something here. So that's October 6th on Prime. There's a show called Below on Netflix.
Below Me.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Here's the premise. Let me know if you're in on below. When a remote Newfoundland town is terrorized by a mysterious sea creature, a hard-bitten fisherman must fight to protect his family, his community, and his vanishing way of life. The lead is Josh Hartnett. Also, Mackenzie Davis, Charlie Heaton, and Natasha Henstridge.
Okay. They have to do the accents. If I'm going to watch the show, they got to do the Newfoundland accent, which if you've never heard it, it's like thick Canadian mixed with Irish. It's almost like...
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
And they have like their own like slang and stuff.
I like it.
Get her on the go, boy. You know, like stuff like that. They just say like weird shit all the time.
I would assume they
do look that. At you. You know, so I hope they do the Newfoundland accent.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Below on Netflix on October 14th. Vision Quest.
So kind of Matthew Modine wrestling.
It's a love story, but also wrestling. Back to the wrestling.
And a with a Madonna story. Song, not that Vision Quest.
No, this is Vision, the long-awaited return, I suppose, of Vision. And kind of coming at an interesting time. I don't know if you saw the news. Spider-Man Brand New Day is tracking on being the third biggest movie in the history of movies. Mm-hmm. It's
I heard you talking about it on the radio today,
Oh, yeah, it's over $1 billion, like cruising past $1 billion. It's going to go $2.5 billion. And Doomsday comes out in December, so people are all jacked up for that. So, like, but the only other MCU property between now and then is Vision Quest.
So,
okay. All right,
are movies back?
Oh yeah,
movies are back.
Cranston nailed it. Yeah, because The Odyssey, Toy Story 5, Spider-Man, and I think there's even a couple other ones that are billion-dollar movies just from this year.
Yeah, and then you know what I watched?
What
did you watch? The drama.
I liked the drama.
That was fucked. Like, it was really, really good, but
I watched it today. Did you have any idea?
Like, oh, I had no idea.
Was? Yeah, so I knew. I was pumped. I was like, I actually made it to a movie without being spoiled. And I was like, ah, oh, that's a good hook.
And when they're having the conversation, I was like, oh, shit.
So, like, by the way, wouldn't know. Without spoiling anything for anybody, so the drama is streaming right now on HBO. It's one of my five or six favorite movies of the year so far. Robert Pattinson, Zendaya. They're sitting around a room and they're all talking about like the worst thing they've ever done. Hot take. Her thing is like the least is like, no. Maybe there's one that's less than hers. Two of them are worse than hers.
One of them, I know you would consider worse than hers.
Okay. I thought two of them were worse. I thought one of them was like, yeah, tough go. So, I mean, you could make an argument that hers is the least bad, but anyway, we could talk about it another time. I don't want to.
We'll talk about it another time.
The movie has been out for a while and it's on HBO. Yeah. So, like, whatever. If you really wanted to see it, I'm sure you have, but I don't want to say anything more here on the drama.
No.
All right. We can talk about it later. And I'm sure it'll come up in some of our year end stuff. Also in Dorktober, Crystal Lake on Peacock, the Linda Cardellini prequel. So she's going to be Mrs. Voorhees.
And she's fantastic. I can't wait to see what she does with this. If she just goes like complete crazy with this whole thing, you know?
Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power returns November 11th. I never got into this series.
Stop.
Some people like it.
I'm sure they do. And I'm sure like, okay. But I think the people, I think it's the people who are really into the books don't.
Oh, maybe possible.
Cause it's just made up. Like, it's not like based on anything. I don't think.
Blade Runner 2099 series. I know. I couldn't believe how good Blade Runner 2049, the movie, was, but I don't have the same confidence in this series. No. That's also on Prime. And then the Harry Potter series. So they recasted it, and they're doing like the first book. It comes out on Christmas on HBO.
Do we need this?
Not at all. The interesting test will be Georgie loves Harry Potter. So my three-year-old, like, we put the movies on a while ago and she loves it way more than her older sister does. And so we haven't watched like the last couple, but even some of the other ones that we have watched have some scary shit in it. Anyway, she likes Harry Potter. Then she saw a commercial for this and I think it was a little confusing. Like, wait, who are these? Like, that's not Hermione.
That's not Harry Potter.
It is Hermione. And so it's like, it'll be interesting like if she sits and watches this and is into it. I'm curious. Well, we'll start.
I'm curious too. Cause my girls are a little older and they were too young when the movies came out.
Yeah.
And they might, it's funny, like they might be like too old now. Like I'll be interested to see like what they think.
Right. Right. Especially for this version. Cause yeah. this is like, seems like super kid and like all, like the right. first book over the course of like 8 hours instead of two or whatever right. it's going to be.
Yeah.
All right. So those are 15 different TV shows that we're going to be looking at. I came up with a quick list of 20 movies that are still coming out.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
All right, so the end of Oak Street, this is the Anne Hathaway movie with a dinosaur in it. It comes out this week.
Jesus, you and your fucking dinosaur movies.
Well, between Anne Hathaway and dinosaurs, this seems like a must-see.
And Ewan McGregor, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in on this. The end of Oak Street.
Of course.
Coyote versus Acme comes out finally at the end of the month. That's exciting.
I got it in the movie draft, so I hope it's...
It has to be good. Will Forte, when they shelved it, was like, this is insane. This is like one of the best movies I've ever been in.
Yeah, and they can't, because it was like tax reasons, right? It wasn't even like because the movie was bad or didn't test well. It's like, no, it's for like a tax thing.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, what about The Whisper Man? This is going to be a Netflix release. The film, here's a premise, revolves around a widowed crime writer who, after his 8-year-old son is abducted, looks to his estranged father, a retired police detective, for help. He then discovers a connection between his son's abduction and the decades-old case of a convicted serial killer known as the Whisper Man. The cast is Robert De Niro,
yes,
Michelle Monaghan, and Adam Scott, and Michael Keaton, and John Carroll Lynch.
Oh, I didn't know. Remember if it was Pacino or De Niro was in this.
I have a feeling John Carroll Lynch is the Whisper Man.
Do you think so?
I mean, for fuck's sake, gotta be. Although Hamish Linklater's in it, too. He could play creepy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's produced by the Russo brothers, but it's not the Russo brothers.
They have not had a good track record on Netflix. So
No, they haven't. And it's just the Netflix. And like, I don't know. It probably won't be very good. But Adam Scott, he's in a lot of good stuff.
He's in a lot of good stuff.
So we'll see. That's The Whisper Man. Practical Magic 2, September 11th. And on that?
No.
Sandy and Nikki are back? No.
I heard. Yeah,
Olick great. No,
They didn't ask. Evan Rachel Wood was like, no, they didn't ask me to be in it. Wasn't she like the daughter in that?
They didn't ask her to be in it.
No, she's not in it.
She should be in more stuff. She was really good.
She should be in more stuff.
I agree. Well, that's horse shit. We should get her
that's
on the podcast.
Bullshit.
Get her on the podcast. Maybe
we could.
The movie I think I'm looking forward to the most besides Doomsday, the double feature on December 18th. Zach Cregger's Resident Evil, September 18th.
Did you see the trailer for this?
Yo, yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Does this look awesome?
I think somebody that saw the advanced screening is just like, it is just all go. It's go from jump and it never stops.
And that's the kid from Weapons, right? And he's in that other movie, Whale Fall, that's coming. He's going to have a good year.
Austin Abrams.
Yeah. He's good. And again, like, I love, there's so many Resident Evil things like in that trailer. Like, if you've played the games, like, there's so many things like nods to it. But I love the idea of like when the, like, this fucking nobody, like, while the events of the first game are happening, like, he's like on, like, it's a side quest.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like a delivery guy.
Sick.
Who's like outside of Raccoon City. Like, he's not even in like the shit.
Yeah. And I think, I trust Kreger, because I remember I heard an interview with him when they were like, man, you did like these really cool like originals, and then like, now you're doing this, and he's like, don't worry,
I got
I got some
ideas. I'm really excited. I'm gonna say it right now, might be the best video game adaptation for a movie.
Okay, so right now for a movie, what would the answer even be? Because the TV shows they've done a good job on, but
Borderlands, no.
Yeah, Borderlands is fucking horseshit.
No, the Silent Hill movie was pretty good. I'm trying to think. I can't think of like, hang on.
I'll tell you what it was.
The Last of Us, like.
Yeah, no, The Last of Us is insane. Yeah. It wasn't Hitman.
Alone in the Dark.
It wasn't that. It wasn't Resident Evil. It wasn't. What was the other one that came out? Oh, Assassin's Creed. It wasn't
Assassin's Creed. Nope. The Sonic movies are good.
Yep.
Mortal Kombat 2. Mortal Kombat. I watched that too. Do you watch Mortal Kombat 2?
I didn't like 2 that much. I liked the first one a lot.
Yeah. I think the Sonic movies, Detective Pikachu was good. The first Mario Brothers movie was really good.
Oh yeah, with my guy, what's the hell's his name from Roger Rabbit. They got the fucking guy from Roger Rabbit.
No, not that one. The first Chris Pratt one.
I thought you were talking about the live action one.
No.
That's great.
The John Leguizamo and
yeah.
Bob Hoskins. No, not that one.
Let's see what this list says. These lists must be horse shit, but are these movies? No, these aren't even movies. God damn it. This is The Last of Us, number one.
Out of here. No, but that's
These don't count.
I mean, I love the Street Fighter movie with Van Damme because it's so bad. It's terrible. Uncharted was pretty good.
Oh, you know what was what was the name of the movie with Sam Richardson? Oh, Werewolves Within.
Werewolves Within.
I loved Werewolves Within. It is I know it's sort of a loose one, but like, it was technically a video game adaptation. The movie came out in 2021. Really good.
Yeah. But that was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's about it though. I would say this is gonna be the best video game movie ever made.
I was gonna say it's got a really good chance, huh? Like, there's really not that much else.
Very low bar.
Primetime comes out September 25th. This is the Robert Pattinson movie where he plays Chris Hansen.
Oh my god. And he sounds just like him. It's nuts.
This is gonna be good, I think. This is gonna be good. Dude, I'm telling you, most competitive Jim Carrey 94 award, I think, of all time. Pattinson, Hathaway, Holland, Zendaya. They're all in like a million things this year. Bernthal.
Yeah. I watched every episode of this show.
Did you? Oh, so
I did.
That'll be interesting to see what.
And I hope, I wonder if they do like real, like, there's some legendary interactions that he has.
Yeah.
There's one, I wish you could fill a soundboard with this one guy. He's like,
Jesus Christ.
He's like this guy. He's like, he's adamant that like, he wasn't going to do anything, but he's like, then why are you here? And he's like, but you said all this stuff. And he's like reading him the stuff that they see. He goes, what's wrong with that? He has like this really high voice, and there's this other guy who just like tries to like big time him. My favorite though are all the guys who are like, oh yeah, I know who you are, and they're like, then what are you doing here?
Yeah, like, bud, you,
he's like, you know this exists. Fuck?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Oh, the guy who just gets naked in the driveway just comes in butt naked, and he's like, I wasn't gonna do anything. They're like, what? Like, he's like, I'm just here to hang out.
Like, no. But isn't there also like, what's the deal with Chris Hansen?
So he's not a law enforcement guy, right? And so like, he can't like, and again, like, there's speculation, and I think they actually lost some cases where it was like entrapment.
Yeah, like the way he got people there yeah. was not exactly got it.
Above board. And like, grit, I'm not saying what they're doing is the right thing. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying,
no, is I like, know what you mean. But like, obviously, yeah, get these creeps.
Legally.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like what they were doing was like kind of in a gray area.
Yeah. Okay.
Like people would ask them straight up, like, are you a police officer? And they said no.
Yeah.
Which you can't, I don't think you can, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
What do you mean they said yes? Is that what you're saying?
No, like, they said like the guy who was like allegedly, he's like, oh, you're not like a cop, are you? And they're like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
So that's September 25th. October 2nd, you get the Tom Cruise movie Digger.
Which looks, what's the guy who did Birdman, right?
I think so. It looks weird.
But Inarritu or something like that?
Yes. But some people are wondering, like, is this going to be Tom Cruise's best chance at an Oscar?
I think that's what he's going for in this, because he does look like he's like one of the ultra rich guys who's like inadvertently like causes the earth to melt down, and yet they tell me he has to fix it.
Yeah, he's doing like a Jerry Jones.
Yeah, he's like a fracker. He's like an oil guy.
Yeah. That comes out on the same day as Verity, which is yet another Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Jesus, she's busy.
Yeah. Hired to be a ghostwriter for renowned author Verity Crawford, played by Anne Hathaway. Dakota Johnson's character takes a dark turn when she discovers chilling autobiographical notes. As she wrestles with disturbing and twisted confessions about Verity's husband, she soon finds it's hard to separate fiction from reality, manipulation from attraction, and opportunity from obsession. Josh Hartnett also in this one.
Titillating.
Hartnett, Dakota Johnson, Anne Hathaway, October 2nd.
Good for Josh Hartnett for having like a little mini comeback.
Good for him. A Hartnettissance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave you 20 guesses as who the director of this movie is, you wouldn't get it. Because you just heard what the premise is, right, in the plot. The director? Mm-hmm. Michael Showalter from Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Fair enough. The Social Reckoning comes out on October 9th. Jeremy Strong going full Zuckerberg here.
I know, but I feel like we're in that. Like, I lived this.
Yeah.
I was there for all of this. I have no interest. Even I know the social. I watched The Social Network, and I like.
Yeah,
it was movie. It was good. But I have zero interest in like later Zuckerberg. Mm. You know.
I also don't really have interest in this. I wouldn't be surprised if it gets nominated for some Oscars, so I'll probably end up seeing it. But
you know, I remember where I was when someone told me to add them on Facebook or friend them on Facebook. It was the first year of college. I remember in 2001, like I think St. A's was like the first dozen or so colleges that they visited.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of schools, because I remember being at Shark's house during like a break, and he had Facebook because Carlton had it, but Hobart did not have it yet. And I remember
it all started in the Northeast. So I was,
but it had a list of schools, and then like you needed like the school address and whatever else,
which, oh man, could you imagine if that was like still like, I remember when they opened it up to everybody, I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
The nightmare.
This is the worst.
Nightmare. On that same day as The Social Reckoning, you're going to get Other Mommy, which is the Jessica Chastain horror movie that we saw right before.
And so I read this book, and so I remember it was Incidents Around the House, and it's like this girl has like an imaginary friend, and it poses at times as like her mom. And she keeps saying that line, like, let me into your heart. Like, let me into your heart. And she keeps saying it to this girl, and she like keeps talking. And like it's
yikes,
pretty fucked up. Yeah. It's like a poltergeist kind of thing.
It looks
funny. I think you'll enjoy it.
I love Jessica Chastain, so I'm in on this. Mm-hmm. Street Fighter comes out October 16th.
Do you see the clip with Momoa as Blanka?
Yeah.
It's just duck tits. Like, this movie looks crazy. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it does.
With Dismalchin as M. Bison? Like,
yeah, dude, I love Dismalchin.
I know, but like, it's like the Raul Julia thing. Like, if you look at M. Bison in the game, like, he doesn't look anything like that. You know?
No.
Do you know where he got that name, by the way?
Which one? M. Bison?
So, M. Where the name M. Bison comes from.
Oh, actually, I forget, but I feel like
I've heard so story. The character, so he, the final boss of Street Fighter 2 was originally called, in Japan, it was Balrog.
Right.
And Balrog, as you know him, was called Mike Bison, M. Bison. And they thought they were going to get in trouble in America, so they switched him.
M. Bison. There you go.
Yeah, so it was supposed to be Mike Bison, like Mike Tyson. And they thought they were gonna, he was going to sue him, so they switched it.
Mike Bison. Pretty good. Street Fighter comes out on the same day as Whale Fall, which you mentioned.
Yeah, I read that book too.
Whale. That seems
I'm interested. It's interesting, but I don't like the book is so like internal. Like there's a lot of like flashbacks and like internal monologues. So I'm wondering how they're going to do that in a movie.
Yeah.
But it's the same kid from Resident Evil. It's Austin
Abrams. Another guy that was in like season one of Euphoria.
Yeah. And Josh Brolin plays his dad.
Oh, I think it could be pretty good. I think it could be like a sleeper hit.
But I'm saying like I'm interested to see how they do it. Because the book is like he's stuck in a whale and he's running out of oxygen.
Yeah, it's tough.
And so there's all this like how to like internal him and his dad like going. Yeah. It's a lot of that. So we'll see.
What would you do if you got swallowed by a whale?
Die.
Yeah.
I can't think of that's hell to me, as you know. First of all, I would never go scuba diving ever.
Yeah. That's funny. Is it just even if you weren't like super, super deep, you wouldn't want to go scuba diving?
If I was like, I would try it if I was in like a pool.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But not in open water. Especially in like, it takes place in like San Francisco where it's like dark and like rocky and like it's not.
Yeah. My dad did that for years.
But it is interesting. I know. That's, I don't have that in me.
He did it out in San Francisco. He did it like Louisiana, fixing like pipes in like the bayou with like, I couldn't do that either.
No. But it is funny. Like they say in the book, like, humpback whales eat giant squid, like they know that just from like finding dead ones, but that you've never seen it on camera. Like they've never actually seen a whale actually doing it.
They're fucking
crazy, right?
That is crazy. Yeah. I'm excited for Clayface. That comes out October 23rd. That'll be the next in the DCU movies.
You gotta have Batman in there somewhere, right?
I mean, I guess you probably have to reference him, but I'm excited. I like the idea of like a standalone horror Clayface horror movie.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like Darkman.
Yeah, kind of does. I'm like,
yeah.
And Mike Flanagan wrote this. He didn't direct it, but Mike Flanagan wrote it. So I'm like, I think it'll be good.
Same
day, the movie Wicker comes out. Katie actually sent me the trailer for this. She was like, this is my kind of movie. And so Olivia Colman wants a husband. So she makes Alexander Skarsgård out of a wicker basket.
Yeah.
And she's going to clearly have sex with the basket. And you're like, all right. But
I don't know if it's on your list, but have you heard this movie's getting crazy reviews? It was in Sundance or Cannes. Was it like the Camp Miasma movie?
No, not yet.
With Gillian Anderson. Oh, dude. And the girl from Hannah Einbinder, the girl from Hacks.
Oh, yeah.
So the premise of the movie is like she's remaking this like classic slasher horror movie that takes place in like a summer camp.
Okay.
And the final girl from the first movie like lives at the camp that they filmed it. And she's like kind of crazy.
Oh, I like that.
It's getting creative, like crazy reviews.
Okay. All right. I'm in on that. That sounds good. Yeah. Another movie I didn't put on the list was Behemoth, the Pedro Pascal, Olivia Wilde, Eva Victor movie.
Can I ask a question?
What's he playing?
What is Olivia Wilde doing?
She's in that movie The Invite, which apparently people love.
But she's like kind of losing her mind. Like
I think she directed that other movie though that people seem to really like.
Yeah. She's like plays a dominatrix, like take it easy.
Okay, well. Wrong with that. I Play Rocky comes out on November 6th. Movie The Making of Rocky. I think I'm good. Ebenezer comes out November 13th. Johnny Depp as Ebenezer Scrooge.
No.
The John Madden movie entitled Madden, starring Nicolas Cage and Christian Bale, has been moved to a Amazon Prime release.
So can't be that good.
No.
Can you imagine like gaining 50 pounds or like Christian Bale losing 100 pounds? For a movie or Nicolas Cage gaining 50 pounds and then just like, that's not that good. Like you did all that for nothing.
I don't think he was his first choice, but somebody was like, Christian Bale could have been Odysseus, but instead he's in fucking John Madden, which is going straight to Prime. It's like, hey, bud, you could have been in the Odyssey. I don't know.
He would have been a very good Odysseus.
Yeah, he would have been good. All right, then the year ends with three heaters: The Adventures of Cliff Booth, the sequel to the fucking the Hollywood
Once movie. Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. November 25th, and then it's
Fincher's directing that, right?
Yeah, Fincher. So I think Tarantino wrote it, and then Fincher's going to direct it. So this is going to be a theater movie, and then I think right after that, it's going to come out on Netflix, because that was like a fight whether it's going to be a Netflix only or whatever, but it's going to be theater then Netflix. And then obviously December 18th is Avengers Doomsday and Dune Part 3, which insane. Neither movie's moved off that date. They're both sticking with that date, which is pretty crazy.
And I think they think they're, you know, real people will see both. Like real fans will see both. We're going to see both.
We will.
Yep. Yeah. Just, I'll probably see Avengers first, and then whichever one I can get a ticket to, I'll see first. And then
that's true. I'll tell you, man, Spider-Man was a tough ticket to get. Spider-Man was fucking.
Well, luckily we know Mark and Drew who helped me out.
Those guys hooked you up with it. I have a really quick pick of the pod. If you have one,
you do.
I do have a quick pick of the pod.
Go ahead.
I finally saw it because it's streaming on Hulu right now. Nirvana, the band, the movie, the show.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about this.
The band, the show, the movie. So I guess these guys, I don't know if they did either sketch comedy or if they did like a TV show or whatever it was. But now they turned it into a movie. So I'm sure some people know way more about it than I do, but I didn't really know what to expect. Really good. Like, it's the Canadian sense of humor. So it's a Canadian buddies.
Yeah.
And one of the stars of the movie is also the writer and director. So it's like the two stars co-wrote it together, I'm pretty sure. And then one of them, Matt Johnson, he directed it. And you might have seen Blackberry, the movie Blackberry with Glenn Howerton. He wrote and directed that.
Okay.
And he also wrote and directed the movie that's coming out about Anthony Bourdain.
It's the kid from The Holdovers. Plays Anthony Bourdain.
Plays Anthony Bourdain. But this guy Matt Johnson, he's a Canadian dude who is probably our age or a little bit younger. Like, basically, it's really well done. It's like a buddy thing plus a little bit of time travel, and there's like so many references to shit that we would like are right up our alley. So
I'll check it out. Yeah,
highly recommend Nirvana, the band, the movie, the show, whatever, or the show, the movie, whatever the title is.
All right, so I got a couple picks. So Marvel Tokon. Yep. Fighting Souls is great. If you like fighting games, if you like Marvel, it's probably like the closest. It's like the heir apparent to like all like the Marvel versus Capcom games.
That's cool.
It's good. I haven't gone deep in it yet, but it is Assassin's Creed Black Flag Resynced, as I said, super fun. If you like that game, it's even better now. Like every aspect of the game is better. I said the drama, if you haven't seen that yet. And lastly, I will say this. We haven't talked about it a lot, but the latest season of Rick and Morty, which is there's like 9 episodes, is really good.
Okay.
That's good. It's really good. And they're starting to like figure it back out. I know that there's like a little bit of a slip with Roiland's whole thing, but they're actually, it's back to where it needs to be. Yeah. Like the last 3 episodes I've watched have been really good.
Okay. That's good to know. All right. Yeah. Cool. All right. Very good. You guys can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast. You can email us anytime, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. We stream these bad boys on Monday nights. Next week, I wrote this down. I forget if X-Men's done. I think we're sneaking
up. I think we did talk about the like X-Men being done and doing that next week.
Okay. X-Men. And also, depending on how quickly we rip tires, we might even do tires.
Oh, I might get through tires this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Like
So
definitely X-Men 97 season 2 and then maybe tires.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball.
Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Yeah.
Very good.
Or I'll figure something else out. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell a friend, tell a dork. And in the meantime, Davey, stay hard and stay curious.
The Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.